What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What did men hold their pants up with?
They usually use the belt, suspenders. My husband used suspenders. He knew we'd use the belt. He used suspenders all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
He was skinny. You know, he wasn't the skinny, but he was a thin man. He wasn't a big, heavy man, and he wouldn't wear a belt for nothing. But he couldn't hold up his clothes with his belt.
We used to call them galluses over where I was from.
I think I've heard of that, but we called them suspenders. They had rubber, it's kind of rubber, you know, they stretched a little bit when you lean over something.
But I guess the way people dressed was different, like when they went into town, when you were coming up, they usually put on good clothes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. More so now, in my days, than nowadays. Kids these days don't dress up to go to, they don't even dress up to go to church, a lot of them. You know, they go just like they're at home. They just go in their overalls or their clothes they wear at home. But in our days, people dressed.
Yes, ma'am.
They wore coats and everything to go to church, or even if it was too hot, well, they wouldn't wear a coat in the summer. But in the winter, they'd all wear a dress up. On Saturday evenings, people would dress up. But nowadays, you can't tell whether it's Saturday or Sunday. They just go ahead, just like they are at home.
Saturday evenings was when you go to church, right?
We go now, but we used to go on Sunday. We don't have any way to go, you see, unless somebody pick us up. We have friends down the road who pick us up, you know, on Saturday afternoon. On Saturday, 6 o'clock mass. But we used to always go on Sunday. We didn't have that Saturday mass when we was coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
They didn't have that.
How were you when you became a member of the church, when you joined?
Oh, I was... I guess I was maybe 13 years old.
When
I made my first communion, joined the church, you know, like y'all joined. We call it first communion and confirm and all that, you see.
Yeah. You were always Catholic? My folks
were always Catholic. Uh-huh.
Even your father and mother?
Father and mother both were Catholics.
And your husband too?
Yeah. There was very few. When I was coming up, I don't remember of any other religion but the Catholic religion, because there was a lot of people that goes to other churches now that used to go to our church, you see.
Really?
Yeah. But after they were able, you see, to get a church of their own, I guess, they went on and built their own church and went the way they wanted to go. They had Baptists, they had Methodists, and they had Episcopalian, and all kinds of religion.
Yes, ma'am. Were there any clubs around here that y'all could belong to, or?
No.
You never belonged to any clubs or anything like that? Or?
Mm-hmm.
I was just interested because I thought, you know.
No, we never had any.
You know, if there were any interesting clubs, things like that.
Uh-uh.
You said your mother was born in Rosedale, too?
No, I can't remember whether my mother was born in France or whether she was born in New Orleans. You know, I just can't remember that.
Oh, her?
Her mother was from France.
And they came and lived in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Then they came, drifted on down this way some kind of way. And